It is my very great pleasure and fortune to be in this auspicious home of Yashanavanti, Sloka Vedanta Nirvana, on the auspicious occasion of Nirvana's birthday. Nirvana Prabhu, we offer you a very happy, healthy, and auspicious birthday. Would you like a gift? I would like to give you a gift, please. Guess who this book is about? Can you guess who this book is about?
Krishna.
Krishna. How did you possibly guess correct? With great love from our hearts, we offer you this wonderful book. Thank you. Should I tell a children's story?
Yes.
All children can sit close, please. You can sit just here. All other children? All older children can also sit. Lord Jesus said you must become like a child to enter into the kingdom of God. Sloka Haribo. This story is specially dedicated to Nirvana and all of his friends. It's a famous story. It's also a true story. This is the history that's found in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, a very great ancient scripture. It is about Lord Chaitanya. Do you know who Lord Chaitanya was? Lord Chaitanya was incarnation of Krishna, who descended to promote the chanting of the holy names and spread Krishna prema. So when Lord Chaitanya was a little boy, his name was? Does anyone know?
Nimai.
Rishabh knows. Even the balloons are celebrating your good answer. Nimai was just a very small boy. He just learned how to walk nicely. And after he learned to walk, he learned to run. Now, do you know what Nimai would do? When he was a little baby, he would cry, and there was only one way to stop his crying, and that was the chanting of the holy names. So throughout the day, the ladies of the house were just chanting and chanting and chanting Krishna's names just to see beautiful little Nimai smile. So one day, when Nimai was just a very small child, what is this devotee's name?
Madhusudan.
He was something little smaller than Madhusudan. Actually, he was just like Sloka. His hair was just like Sloka, and his complexion was similar to Sloka, and he was just the size of Sloka. The Supreme Lord, God, was just like you, Sloka. So he was a little boy, and there was a Brahmin. This Brahmin traveled to so many holy places of pilgrimage for many, many years. And this Brahmin, he was a pilgrim, and he had a very pure heart. And he carried, do you like this story? You know this story, but I will tell again. He carried two deities always around his neck. One was a deity of his worshipable Ishtadev, Gopal, and the other was the Shalagram Shila. And everywhere he went, he would not eat anything unless he offered it to Gopal. So he came to Navadvip, to the house of Jagannath Mishra, Nimai's father. And when he came to the door, Jagannath Mishra saw him. He was so effulgent with devotion. He had such a kind heart. His smile was so pleasing to see that Jagannath Mishra immediately invited him into his house and said, please have a seat. He said, please tell me, where are you from? And the Brahmin replied that I have no home. Wherever my mind leads me and wherever my heart takes me, that is where I go. And Jagannath Mishra said, the earth is very lucky. The earth is very fortunate because a great saint like you is wandering all over her surface. And then he said, now please make our house auspicious by cooking a nice feast of rice prasad for your deity of Gopal. So the Brahmin said, if that makes you happy, I will do. So they brought nice rice and sabjis and other bhoga. And the Brahmin went into the kitchen, which was cleaned very well for him, and he prepared everything so nice. It took him maybe 1 or 2 hours to prepare it. And then he sat down and took the offering and placed it before his deity of Gopal. Because a devotee never eats anything that he does not offer with love and devotion to Krishna, or she does not offer to Krishna. Because devotee only wants Krishna's prasad. So he placed it and chanted his Gopal mantra. He chanted a 10-syllable Gopal mantra. And just when he was chanting the mantra, little Nimai, just like Sloka's eyes, with his beautiful golden complexion, took a handful of rice and put it in his mouth, chewed it very happily. And when the Brahmin saw this, in the middle of the offering, this boy is eating his rice, he cried out, hi, hi, the child has spoiled my offering. So Jagannath Mishra was very disturbed, and all the family members came running, and Nimai ran away very fast. And Jagannath Mishra went to chase after him. He said, you foolish child, who do you think you are to spoil this Brahmin's offering in my house? Today I will punish you. And the Brahmin ran after Jagannath Mishra and said, no, no, don't touch him, don't touch him. He's only a small child. He doesn't know what is right and what is wrong. You cannot punish such a small child. It is my karma. It is my destiny. Today I am not supposed to eat rice. Just bring me some fruits and roots, and I will be happy. So Jagannath Mishra was very sad. He begged the Brahmin, please cook again, please cook again. We will clean the whole kitchen and bring all new bhoga. Please make another preparation. And the whole family came, and they were all pleading with him with folded hands, please, O Brahmin, cook again. The Brahmin said, all right, I will cook again. So he began cooking. And Jagannath Mishra said, take Nimai out of the house. And he put some ladies in charge of watching him with the mission to make sure he does not spoil the offering again. So the ladies took him to a different part of the neighborhood. And they were playing with Nimai so nicely. He was so beautiful. He simply enchanted everyone's hearts. His smile, his loving glance, his beautiful gestures, He would ask everyone to chant Krishna's names, and then in his little tiny small body he would dance. Right on their laps he would dance. And they would embrace him and put him on their heads and kiss him. They loved him. Everyone loved him. You want to hear a very supernatural miracle? Nirvana? That everyone in the whole neighborhood loved Nimai even more than their own children. Which is impossible. Who could love somebody else's child more than their own? But the reason is because Nimai is the super soul, the Paramatma, who gives life to everyone. So Nimai was dancing. And the young ladies, they were teasing Nimai. They said, Nimai, you are a Brahmin. And this person, he is a pilgrim. You do not know where he has come from. You don't know where he's going. You don't know what his caste is. You will lose your caste by eating food from a stranger who you don't know. And Nimai smiled and said, what is the harm? He said, I am a Gopa and he is a Brahmin. And Gopas always like to eat food from Brahmins. And then he smiled. He actually revealed the truth, but they could not understand. So they were laughing and laughing and laughing. And Nimai, he was so enchanting that he just enchanted everyone's heart so much that he slipped away and they didn't even know it. And where did he go? Just at the time that the Brahmin finally finished cooking, he placed the food in front of Gopal and he chanted the 10-syllable Gopal mantra, inviting Gopal to come and eat. And as he was chanting the mantra, right before him he saw little Nimai with a handful of his rice in his mouth, smiling very happily. Hi, hi! He spoiled my offering again. This child has ruined my offering. Jagannath Mishra picked up a stick and went chasing after Nimai. And Nimai ran into a room and closed the door. And Jagannath Mishra was saying, you child, you think you're going to make a fool out of me? In my house, you're going to act in this way. I'm going to teach you a good lesson today. And all the people of the family were saying, no, Jagannath Mishra. And the Brahmin said, you cannot punish him. He's only a small boy. He doesn't know right from wrong. He doesn't know good from bad. Don't you understand? Isn't it clear to you today? According to my destiny, I'm not supposed to eat rice today. Unless one's destiny gives one the sanction, how can one act independently? I have tried twice, but I have failed. Please just give me fruits and roots. And all the family members begged, please, please, cook again, cook again. He said, I will not cook again. Just bring me some. What did he want? Fruits and roots. And they were so sad. Jagannath Mishra was holding his head in his hands, and all the family members were holding their head in their hands because here was a guest in their house and he wasn't eating properly. Then in the room came Nimai's elder brother, who was an avatar of Lord Balaram. His name was Vishwaroop. He was so beautiful and so well behaved, so kind and gentle in his mannerisms. Then as soon as the Brahmin saw him, his mouth dropped open and he asked the people, whose son is this? And they said, this is the son of Sachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra, Nimai's older brother. And then Vishwaroop fell at the Brahmin's feet, offering him pranams, and said to him that we are so fortunate that a great person like you, who has such a pure heart, is traveling all over the world, and wherever a great devotee goes, that place becomes a tirtha, a holy place of pilgrimage. And today you have come to our house. How fortunate we are. Of all places in the world you could be making holy, you came to our house. But we're so unfortunate because although you are here, you are fasting. Please cook again.
And the Brahmin said, I've already cooked twice. And the offering was spoiled by this child. Don't you see? I'm not supposed to eat today. Just bring me some.
Correct.
Besides that, already so many 6 hours of the night have passed. It's too late to cook again. And Vishwaroop, who was so charming and so loving, he said, it's not too late to cook again. It's a good time to cook again. And then Vishwaroop, with so much devotion, fell at the Brahmin's feet and clasped him and said, please cook again. And all the family members were doing the same, and the Brahmin said, all right. So they cleaned the kitchen, they brought new food, and he began to cook. And Jagannath Mishra said, where is Nimai? Lock him in the room. So they closed the door and locked it. And then the ladies who were in the room with Nimai said, he is fast asleep. Our little child is sleeping so deeply that he doesn't even know who he is or where he is. He cooked the offering. Just toward the end of his cooking, when he was preparing the plates for his offering to Lord Gopal, little Nimai sent for the goddess of sleep. Do you know what the goddess of sleep's name is? Her name is Nidra Devi. And under Nimai's wish, Nidra Devi entered the house, and everyone except the Brahmin fell into deep sleep. And Nimai was locked in a room. He chanted the Gopal mantra, inviting Gopal to come and accept the food. And as he was chanting the mantra, he saw right before his eyes, there was, and what was he doing? And what did the Brahmin say? Everybody.
Hi, hi.
Hi, hi. Again, the child has spoiled my offering. Again, he has just spoiled my offering. But this time, everyone was so deeply sleeping that nobody heard him. And Nimai was just little Nimai, sloka-sized Nimai. He was chewing the rice and smiling and glancing at the Brahmin. And he said, in a very sweet, childlike voice, he said, O Brahmin, you are very generous and kind in your heart. You're a very holy man. You have chanted my mantra and invited me to come and eat. And I have come to eat. What is my fault? I am that Gopal that you worship. Just see my opulence. And then right before the Brahmin's eyes, he saw little Nimai transform into a most beautiful form that has never been seen. He had a dark complexion like a tamal tree. And he had 8 arms. 4 of his arms held the conch shell, the Sudarshan chakra, the club, and a lotus flower. 1 hand held a pot of butter, and the other hand was eating it. And 2 hands were playing a flute. On his chest, there was the Vajayanti mala. There was Srivas, the mark of Sri, and it was beautiful jeweled necklaces. Around his neck was the Gunja mala. His clothes were golden, bright like lightning. He had a peacock feather decorating his little crown. His hair circled his moon-like face like the feathers of a crow. His eyes were like blooming lotus petals. His nose was like a sesame seed. His lips were like fresh red bimba fruit. And then he saw behind the Lord a beautiful eternal kadamba tree appear. On that kadamba tree was numberless birds singing sweet, sweet songs for the pleasure of the Lord. And then he saw behind the kadamba tree was the river Yamuna. And on all sides there were thousands and thousands of gopas, gopis, and cows. And they were all singing the Lord glories of Lord Gopal. When he saw this incredible scene, in ecstasy, he just cried out and fell unconscious. He was in so much spiritual bliss, he could not sustain his consciousness. He fell to the floor. And then he got up again and just cried out, "Jai Gopal," and fell unconscious. Then he got up again and said, "Jai Gopal," and fell unconscious. Then he got up again and said, "Jai Gopal," and fell unconscious. The Lord touched his body, brought him back to consciousness. With tears of love flowing profusely from his eyes, his hairs were standing on end, his limbs were trembling to see the beauty of his worshipable Lord before him. That Lord that he meditated on his whole life within his heart was now revealing himself before his very eyes. The Lord spoke. He said that you have been my devotee for many, many births. You do not remember, but I remember. He said, in fact, in my previous incarnation, I was living in Gokul Mahavan, in the house of my father Nanda and Yashoda. And at that time, you were a pilgrim, a Brahmin, and you were traveling all around, and you happened to come to Vrindavan. You came to the house of Nanda Maharaj and you cooked food. And just like today, I stole your food 3 times. And just like today, I revealed this beautiful 8-arm form to you. You do not remember. You are my pure devotee. Because you have called for me with unmotivated love, therefore, how could I resist to appear before you? I have incarnated in this world at this time as the Yuga Avatar. I have come to inaugurate the congregational chanting of the holy names, Nam Sankirtan, and through this I have come to spread prema, a type of prema that even Brahma and Shiva and the devatas long to taste. I have come to give that prema to the entire world. If you tell anyone what you have seen, you will be destroyed. But you can stay in Navadvip and every day come and secretly watch my pastimes. Because nobody knows that I am God except you. And then the beautiful form of Lord Krishna again became little Nimai. And he ran into his room and went to sleep. The Brahmin was in so much ecstasy. He was so happy. He was crying, "Jai Gopal, Jai Gopal, Jai Gopal." And he was picking up that rice that the Lord had eaten. And he was just so overcome with happiness. He was smearing the rice on every limb of his body. And he was eating it. And he was crying. And he was jumping up and down. He was dancing all over the house, crying out, "Jai Gopal, Jai Gopal." Yes. And everybody woke up and they heard this loud noise and they heard this dancing and screaming and they all came running. And the Brahmin saw them coming and he sat down, cleaned his body very quickly from the rice.
and sat down and ate. They said, "What happened? What happened?" And the Brahmin was thinking in his heart, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is living in their home and they do not even know it. I must tell them, I must tell them. If they know the truth of who their son is, they will never have to take birth in this material world again. They will be delivered. But I cannot tell him because the Lord has forbade me to speak. So while all these things were going in the mind, the family said, "What happened? What happened?" And he said, "The offering was very nice." And he sat and peacefully ate as everybody was fully satisfied. And anyone who hears this story, there is a benediction that they will see Gopal. If we hear with faith and attention, we will soon see Gopal. Hari Bol. The moral of this story is the Brahmin was a very simple man, but because of his simple and sincere devotion, whenever he called for the Lord appeared to him. This is what Bhagavad Gita teaches. Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhakta prayachchati. That means if you offer, Krishna says in Gita, if you offer me even a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or water with devotion, I will accept it. It doesn't matter what our physical position may be. Krishna doesn't care if we're a Brahmin or a Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. He doesn't care if we're man or woman. He doesn't care if we're Russian or American or from the Middle East or from Africa or from India. He doesn't care if we're rich or we're poor. He doesn't care whether we're intelligent or we're illiterate. Krishna is concerned with our sincerity. If we have sincerity, and with that sincerity we offer our devotion, then Krishna cannot resist from accepting our offering. And what is our offering? Our offering is our love. Because what does Krishna need? Krishna doesn't need any physical things. He's the husband of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmipati. What does he need? He doesn't need our knowledge. Vedaham samatitani varatamanani chaujana bhavashani chabutani mamtu bedana kashtana. Krishna says in Gita, I know everything past, present, and future. I know all things, I know all living beings. I know every thought of everyone. Vedaischa sarveraham eva vidyo vedantakrit vedavidevacham. I am the compiler of the Vedas. I am the knower of the Vedas. He's the source of all knowledge. Does he need our intelligence? Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, he's the proprietor of everything that exists. Does he need our donations? He's the source of Naranarayan Rishi. Does he need our tapasya? Does he need our torturing our bodies, sitting in the jungles and fasting? Does he need us to do that? We may do these things for some types of purification, but actually, what pleases the Lord is simply the humility, the sincerity of our love. Because the Lord is bhakta vatsal. He is conquered by love. The innermost secret of the absolute truth is how, although he is all-powerful, he is conquered by the love of even a simple devotee. Little Prahlad, even though he was only a 5-year-old little boy, when Hiranyakashipu asked, "Is your God in this pillar?" What did Prahlad say? Vedanta Prabhu. Yes. Prahlad said he's in this pillar. He's everywhere. He's also in the pillar. So what did the Lord do? As Lord Narasingadev, he appeared from the pillar. Why? He was actually born from a pillar. It's like Krishna was born from Devaki and Vasudev. Ramchandra was born of Dasaratha and Kausalya. Vamanadev was born of Kashyapa and Aditi. Kapila was born of Kardama Muni and Devahuti. Varahadev was born from Brahma's nostril, from his nose. Lord Narasingadev was born from a pillar. Now, why was he born from a pillar? Just to protect Prahlad Maharaj's word. Because Prahlad, little five-year-old Prahlad, said, yes, he is in the pillar. So Narasingadev had to prove to the world that Kontiya prati janahi na me bhakta pranashyati. I will always protect my devotee's word. And he appeared from pillar. That is the power of love. When Narasingadev, do you like the Narasingadev story? Would you like to see Lord Narahari, half man, half lion? You know the story. So ferocious that even Lakshmi and Brahma and Shiva and Indra, they were afraid to approach the Lord in this very ferocious form. But Brahma said to Prahlad, he came for you, so please you go. And little Prahlad, small boy, how old is Sloka? So he was only 1 year old, senior than Sloka. He was only 5. And what are you, Nirvana? Today you are 10. So Prahlad was only half of you in age. And he was coming before this form that was big as the sky, roaring and growling. And little Prahlad offered his prayer. And just seeing Prahlad, Lord Narasingadev's heart melted. And he became so peaceful and so loving. Just like a lion is loving and protective of her little cub, her little calf. In the same way, Narasingadev became gentleness personified. Because all of his anger, transcendental anger, was conquered by the sweet love of Prahlad. So that is the message for today. And Nirvana, today we are all offering you our love and our best wishes. That Krishna makes your life most happy, and that you and your family can live in great happiness and share the love of God amongst yourselves and with everyone you meet. Thank you very much. Arrivederci.